About one quarter of Florida adults younger than 65 do not have health insurance. Earlier this year, Governor Charlie Crist initiated a program that he hopes will bring affordable insurance to some of those 3.7 million uninsured residents of the state. The bare-bones health policy will cost up to $150 per month and will have high deductibles and low limits on coverage. Critics say the program will not help enough people. Sterling Ivey is the spokesperson for Governor Crist.
The Cover Florida program is a unique way to offer health insurance for nearly 4 million uninsured Floridians in the state of Florida. It involves facilitating private insurance companies offering policies directly to consumers in Florida.
Yesterday, the state's Agency for Healthcare Administration announced the names of the 9 companies that submitted bid proposals, hoping to provide Cover Florida insurance to Floridians. In July, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities released a report critical of the Cover Florida plan. The report's author, Judith Solomon, told WMNF that there are 2 reasons why she thinks Cover Florida will fall short.
Number one is that in Florida, like other states, over two-thirds of the people without insurance, about two-thirds, having come below twice the poverty line, which is about $35,000 a year for a family of 3. And it's pretty clear that people at that income level need subsidies to afford coverage, even coverage at $150 a month, which would be the cheapest Cover Florida policy, apparently.
The other reason is that even people who can afford to purchase Cover Florida insurance would be underinsured. The program does not require that insurers cover certain conditions that other carriers must cover. People who do enroll in Florida's bare bones plan will still be at risk for high out-of-pocket costs and unpaid medical bills, according to Solomon.
We relied on some recent research showing that people who are underinsured, meaning that they have either high deductibles or plans with limited benefits, which is really the issue with Cover Florida, have problems in getting access to care. And also with medical debt, really, that make them look a lot like people without insurance.
Solomon said that not many people opt to purchase minimal coverage insurance programs like Cover Florida. One such example is Florida's unpopular Health Flex program, which only has about 2,300 participants, mostly in 3 counties that offer subsidies, according to the Tampa Tribune.
The history of these limited benefit plans was that they don't get very significant take-up, and we relied actually on HealthFlex, which was a plan that has been around for a number of years in Florida and in several counties, and has had a very low number of people participating.
A Tampa Tribune editorial earlier this month also criticized Cover Florida. Quote, unfortunately, the plan is another example of Crist nibbling at the edges of a big problem instead of addressing the challenge head-on in a comprehensive fashion, the Tribune wrote. Governor Crist's spokesperson, Sterling Ivey, responded to the criticism.
It's probably premature to judge the scope of the program before the bids are opened and analyzed, which they were yesterday. As our initial review of the bids that came in, we've got two insurance companies that may be able to provide statewide coverage, and then several insurance companies that may be able to provide a regional-type policy. So I think we're still looking at the details, and as soon as we've had a chance to review them, I think we're going to be in good shape for offering health insurance to Floridians beginning in January.
Several major insurance companies did not submit a proposal for the Cover Florida contract. Mitch Lubitz is a Humana spokesperson based in Tampa and said they already have a low-cost, high-deductible plan. Lubitz doubts that Governor Crist's Cover Florida program will help solve the problem of millions of uninsured Floridians.
Humana feels that the private insurance market system, the system we have in place in Florida and really throughout the country, is the best approach to providing access and affordability to consumers throughout, to Floridians, for their health insurance. That most companies like Humana are offering a wide variety of health plans that are tailored to the finances and the medical needs of consumers in Florida, everything from low premium, high deductible, to a full package that provides a wide range of very rich benefits, depending on what your needs are, what your income is, what your family and economic situation is.
Chris spokesperson Sterling Ivey said that just because Humana did not participate doesn't doom the program.
And that's a business decision that specific insurance company has elected to pursue, that you know, other insurance companies in the state didn't feel that. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we're early into the reviewing stage of the policies and the proposals, look forward to getting those out on the street later this year.